Bickley and Murata.
I'm a big fan of meatloaf.
Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
I gotta go.
The meatloaf is burning.
You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
Yeah.
Bickley and Murata, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Ma, the meatloaf!
Vic's back from vacation next week. Luke Lipinski in today and tomorrow here on the Bickley and Murata show. It is, well, we've made reference to it this week. This is the week where a lot of sports radio people like to take their vacation, Dan Bickley being one of them. There's reasons for that. There's not a whole lot going on.
I feel like we've kept pretty busy for this show, though.
We have. The ESPYs was created because of this very phenomenon.
Yes.
Because you had some off days after the All-Star game, so they plugged it into the day after the All-Star game. They made it this glitzy gala event, blah, 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 but we didn't watch it. But
well, I had it on with the sound turned down.
Oh, you did?
During
your show,
night, yeah.
We'll borrow from it, though. We already played some of Danica Patrick's side-splitting comedy from earlier. But Jarrett came up with the idea. He does that from time to time. He came up with the idea of Arizona Sports ESPYs, or I guess ASPYs.
Well, this is not... If you never mind, I'm not even going to say anything.
Well, we can't
that.
Use the name, but we can use the concept.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
Well, but other than that, me and you have no idea what's coming.
We don't. Now, I will say I did a similar version of this on the morning show last week.
Oh, you did?
But it was not run by Jarrett, and it was much more organized in the sense that we knew there was multiple choice. Well, I don't know if Jarrett's just going to ask us questions.
Maloney's the producer, right?
Yeah.
She's detail-oriented.
She's a little more regimented than Jarrett, who said, I'm going to ask you stuff.
I can describe Jarrett in a lot of ways. Detail-oriented would not be one of those ways.
Nope.
So I'm kind of excited by the uncertain nature of where we're going here.
This could be anything.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Who do we have here? We have Luke Lipinski in the audience.
You sound just like Danica Patrick.
Good luck, Luke. I'd say break a leg, but someone you played hockey with already did that to you. So like Luke said, they on the morning show they did something like this on the year, this year in Arizona sports, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So I want to ask you guys now, this is going to be the Arizona ESPYs all-time.
Oh, man, okay.
Arizona. So some of these might be tough, some of these might be easy. And some of these will have caveats. So we'll start off with an easy category, might be a hard choice, but the best Arizona athlete of all time. The best athlete to play sports in Arizona of all time.
Okay. So there are not candidates.
No. I want you guys to give me your choices.
This is going to be tough when you're like, best game from 1972, and I have to come up with it off the top of my head.
You could do it.
I can't.
I'm not a history buff. There's a lot to choose from. But considering individual performance and team accomplishments, I got to go with Randy Johnson. He was part of the only championship team in Phoenix Major League sports history, and he won 4 Cy Youngs in a row.
Yeah, it's really tough to argue with that.
Yeah,
Larry Fitzgerald.
So, well, that's I'm going to go a different direction, and I will go with Fitz, having played his whole career here, having nearly won the Cardinals a Super Bowl with that play against the Steelers. He's done everything you could possibly ask, and I'm just going to have to play the angle of he was here his whole career. Randy Johnson had great numbers for a lot of different major
true,
league teams.
True.
So that's I'll go with Fitz. There's never a bad time to go with Fitz.
Now, only two, as far as I know, only two Arizona athletes ever won MVPs, right? Charles Barkley and Steve Nash, and Nash won it twice.
Yeah.
And neither one of you even brought them up. All right, how about best manager or coach of all time?
See, this is going to be tough off the top of my head.
See, I asked if you wanted me to send you the...
And we both said just off the top of your head.
Well, but
don't give us any advance notice.
You were going to say, like, one of these four guys wins. Well, just so we don't have dead air, I'll start the conversation with Bruce Arians.
Really?
I'll put it out there.
Even though Ken Whisenhunt is the one that actually got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm not voting for Ken Whisenhunt.
I know Vince won't vote for Ken Whisenhunt. B, I think Arians is widely regarded as the best Arizona Cardinals coach. I don't think a Coyotes coach is going to win it. I mean, Dave Tippett was pretty outstanding, but I think people would lean Bruce Arians over him. So
I'm going, I'm not even going professional. I'm going college here.
Oh, you're going to go with?
I'm going to go with Frank Kush.
Frank Kush.
Yeah.
Not Todd Graham?
character.
You know what? Actually, I would lean Kush. I wasn't even thinking outside of professional. But I would say professional. I'd probably would say Bruce Arians or maybe somebody for the Suns.
Just a few months, and if I ask this in a few months, you might just both chime in immediately with Herm Edwards.
Obviously, so. Yeah.
All right, best team of all time, other than the Arizona Diamondbacks that won the World Series.
That's an easy one for me, so I'll hold it. You got one?
I mean, I haven't lived in Phoenix my whole life. I'll go with the 93 Suns.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Okay. 92-93 Phoenix Suns.
Okay.
You can make arguments for those Nash Stoudemire teams, too.
All yeah, right. That's just painful to even think about
or
that.
Or the Cardinals team that made the Super Bowl, Bowl ASU team.
The Rose Bowl U of 8.
The Final Four ASU to oh.
Again, we're just limiting that to teams that want to be a part of the state.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So.
All right. Okay, how about the best moment in Arizona sports history other than Luis Gonzalez's game winning hit?
I will.
Go ahead, Luke.
Because that would be the answer, right?
Yeah. It's the only championship for the
World
four major
Series
teams.
Winner. Yeah.
Okay, I'm throwing this out there. You may be able to come up with a better one, but I already referenced it. That touchdown pass to Larry Fitzgerald in the Super Bowl. We were talking about this the other day with Max Starks, who ironically was on the Steelers, so he didn't really appreciate it as much as I did. But
he got the last laugh.
That he did. That was the first time that season where, at least for me, and I feel like a lot of Cardinals fans felt the same way. He catches that pass, turns upfield, and runs into the end zone. And you're like, the Cardinals are going to win the Super Bowl. That was the first, and it took till the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl before we all really believed that. And obviously, they didn't win it. But that's right up there.
That's the moment for me. You can make arguments for, and the theme is the same. I mean, Jake Plummer's touchdown dive into the end zone in the Rose Bowl ended the same way. They lost the game late. Barkley's shot over David Robinson to go to the Western Conference Finals in 93 was amazing. There's so many of them, but
this is kind of disappointing. They all ended with losses.
It was the Fitzgerald touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Another one that ended with a loss that I thought of, even though maybe not on those scales, but when Jason Richardson hit that three, when the Suns came all the way back, you know, just prior to the Kobe air ball Ron Artest put back.
Yeah.
That felt like, oh my goodness, this is something special is happening with this.
Might
Suns
be
team.
Destiny.
Yep.
And then it never is.
All right, finally, most charismatic Arizona athlete of all time.
All right, Vince, you get to go first on this one.
Is there a question?
It looked delicious from up here.
Charles Barkley.
yeah. It's probably I don't know. I'm trying to think of like longer term Arizona athletes. Like I think Shane Doan has done a pretty good job with that, and I can play the same angle with Fitz if he's been here his whole career. Really, I just wanted to hear Jarrett do his impression.
Oh, I've got a lot of charisma. Oh yeah.
You know what though? This is showing me like there's not a lot.
We've gone through. Bick always points this out that there hasn't been a ton of standout charismatic athletes.
We have to be forgetting somebody.
Well,
though,
you're
right?
Forgetting this guy.
I pooped my pants.
Okay, but I mean, he's not at that level.
He broke
level.
His own record today.
Yeah. He broke his own record on this show. He did like a half hour of that on the run.
Arizona is the king of the humble athlete.
Which I think...
Goldie, Fitz, Nash.
People say they want that, but then... Yeah, there's probably a little bit of a cry for a little more personality.
Barkley.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, because Barkley, I mean, he's one of the most charismatic athletes of
Pat
all time.
Pat Tillman.
Yeah.
Yep.
Two different teams.
As a pitcher... on the field, Randy Johnson was extremely charismatic.
Yeah.
But then...
Not in the locker room after the game. No. He was the opposite.
All right. So
but he is now. Now he'll talk to everybody.
For zero planning, I think that went well.
It didn't go nearly as bad as I was anticipating.
It's been renewed for season two.
Ooh.
Next July 19th.
All right. I'll be back, I'm sure.
I'm sure you will. Coming up, we'll close things out on this Thursday. It's Bickley and Murata live from the Ak Chin Community Studios, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.